Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Let's take a look at our meat export numbers from 2020. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, joins us. Dan, thanks for being with us again. Let's start with some good news. Last year was a big, big year for pork exports, a record-breaking year.
Yes, good morning, Mike. Yeah, exactly right. As expected, we set a new record in 2020. We're up about 11%, just under 3 million metric tons that were exported. So that was encouraging. But I tell you, there's another thing that's encouraging within these numbers. And we all know that China was the big story last year. But actually, a lot of that growth happened in the first half of the year. The exports to China have actually slowed down substantially in the second half of the year. And what we've seen since then is a lot of other markets have stepped up to the plate. And we have markets like Japan and Mexico that have seen a significant rebound in the last part of the year.
So that's good news. More markets and kind of spreads the risk out. So if one comes down, like as you said, China has slowed, others can pick that up. But that overall big year for pork exports in 2020. Beef exports, so down a bit, although there's some good news there in how they finished the year.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, December, we'll start with December. December on beef was up 8%, one of the largest months since early this year. At about 120,000 tons. But the fourth quarter, as you said, was really robust. We were up about 8 or 9% over the third quarter in terms of growth. And once again, similar to the pork conversation, it was broad-based growth across several countries, Japan, Mexico, China, in the case of beef, South America and Central America as well. So I think that even though we were down for the year and a lot of that impact was from the summer months where we were down with the shutdowns with food service, we're well positioned, I think, for a rebound going into 2021.
So what do these 2020 numbers tell us when you have a record in pork exports and even though down some in beef, still finishing strong in the year? During a pandemic, what does that tell us?
Well, despite all the chaos and all the the uncertainty around back to last spring globally, despite all that, people are still eating. Consumers demand a high-quality U.S. beef and pork, and we're seeing that in the numbers. Now, it's by no means business as usual. I mean, there was massive disruptions and a lot of shifts that had to go on. Retail is booming. E-commerce platforms are booming. And I think that's one of the positives we can take into 2021. We can build on the momentum at retail, the momentum on these e-commerce platforms. And you know what's going to happen in 2021? Over the course of the year, we're going to see tourism start to come back. We're going to see food service start to come back in some of these regions around the world that are still impacted today. One that stands out is Latin America, Mexico, Central America. And, you know, I think a lot of that momentum from last year combined with this rebound in 2021, I think it bodes well. And we are actually forecasting new records to be set on beef and pork for 2021 as well.
Interesting, especially with China, because you don't know, right? I mean, if they were slowing in the fourth quarter, what are you expecting from them as far as purchases here in 2021?
Well, as it relates to pork, our forecasts are down for 2021. You can pick a number. I mean, they're all over the board. Our number is about 15 to 20% down, which on the surface sounds, you know, really dramatic. But even if it's down 20%, it's still the second largest year ever for pork exports to China. They are definitely trying to rebuild their herds, but there's more work to be done there yet. It's not back to where we were to pre-COVID levels. So they're going to still need to, even though they're going to be expanding their repopulation, there's still going to be robust demand for pork in China in 2021.
Should also point out that U.S. lamb exports also hit a record in 2020.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for mentioning that. I mistakenly left that out, but dramatic growth in the NAFTA countries, Mexico and Canada, Caribbean, and we're starting to see some, albeit slow progress, we're seeing progress in some of the Asian countries like Taiwan and Japan. So, I think indicative of the fact that despite all the disruptions around COVID, lamb consumption globally is growing as well.
So hopefully 2021 is a year that things bounce back as far as people being able to get out and go to restaurants and things like that. But it's going to be interesting. We've talked a lot about this, Dan. It'll be interesting what carries over from the pandemic as far as the way people purchase food, more online, more in-home, that type of thing.
I think without a doubt. I think these e-commerce platforms, the online aspect, the convenience aspect was there prior to COVID. It's more ingrained now than it was ever globally. Certain markets are more ingrained than others. That will definitely continue. And while we're, as I mentioned earlier, we're forecasting new records this year, it's by no means business as usual. It's going to be bumpy. There's still waves, re-breaks in some of these countries. Japan, our largest market, still in a red state with their lockdowns. But overall, I think the progress will be there as vaccines are rolled out. And there's every reason to think that 2021, while it might be bumpy, hopefully is not as bumpy as 2020.
We have seen, obviously, the demand stay strong, distribution changes. We've also seen here in the U.S., I know, like popularity for products like ground pork, that has grown. Have you seen that in foreign markets too, where maybe different cuts or different products are catching on or gaining in popularity?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, ground pork's a good example, actually. That's been a staple in Japan for years, and we saw significant growth in the seasoned ground pork business in Japan this last year. A lot of it has to do with the Japan-U.S. Ag Agreement that was implemented in January of last year. But there's other markets like Canada seeing increases in ground pork. And on the processed side, processed pork and processed beef, once again, in that, along the lines of a demand for convenience and quality, these are areas that we don't talk a lot about, but this higher value processed side is also a category that's growing significantly in a lot of regions around the world.
So as we look ahead here at 2021, you sound very optimistic that this could be a big year for meat exports. Has your staff been able to resume some more normal activities and market development work around the world?
Yes, most definitely. There's a lot of parts of Asia, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Vietnam, where it looks very much normal. I wouldn't say it's normal yet, but it's pretty close. There's either no lockdowns or very limited. There's other parts of the world like Latin America that are still very much locked down. So, but I think the trend line's toward a more normal status. We just have to be ready for change because, as I said earlier, I think we can expect some additional waves to hit in some of these key markets. There's going to be a little bit of disruption, but nothing like 2020, in my opinion. I think, as I said, as vaccines are rolled out, there should be more stability in the market, which gives us every reason to be more optimistic, I think, going forward.
And there's always a lot of competition. How are our competitors doing in these markets?
Yeah, the secret is out that the value of these markets, it has been for a while. So it's extremely competitive. The Australians on the beef side, the Canadians, Brazilians, et cetera, everyone's trying to get a piece of the pie. And the same thing on the pork side with the Europeans. But let's keep in mind, one of the biggest selling points we have is our high-quality grain-fed products and our reputation for safety. So, I think if we're on a level playing field, I'd put us up against anybody because I think we're able to compete.
All right, Dan, look forward to a good 2021. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Take care. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.